This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Have you ever been on a boat? Maybe you've been in a canoe or a kayak, or you like to go fishing on a lake, or maybe you stayed in one of those huge cruise ships. Well, Betsy Stockton was on a boat, but not for an afternoon, a day, or a week. She was on a ship for 5 months. Why? Because she was determined to get where God wanted her to go. While True Girl founder Dana Gresh and her co-host Stacey Rudolph talk about Betsy Stockton today, you can pray, God, is there anything you want me to do? Is there somewhere you want me to go so others can learn about you? And don't forget, you can read all the Christian biographies featured in this season and other amazing stories in the Do Great Things for God series by The Good Book Company. It's a collection of Christian biographies written just for girls. Your mom can find them at thegoodbook.com. Here we go with episode 3 of the Incredible Influencers series of the True Girl podcast, titled Palm Trees and Princes.
Don't you just love the feeling of that warm sunshine on your face, Stace?
Mm-hmm, I sure do. And sitting here on this dock by a beautiful lake makes it even more incredible. Dana, this is amazing.
Well, thank you. Hey, I brought sandwiches in my bag. You want turkey or veggie?
I'm craving some veggies. Thanks. Hey, can I have one of those seltzer waters, too?
You bet.
So, last week you said you're reading Betsy Stockton's story today, and she went on a long boat ride. Is that why we're near the water today?
You guessed it. Betsy Stockton, and just about everybody else back then, had to take boats if they wanted to go anywhere really far, because she was born in the late 1700s. Airplanes weren't invented yet.
It's kind of hard to even imagine that. I mean, a world without airplanes?
Yeah, that is hard to imagine. Okay, prepare yourself for this book in the Do Great Things for God series by The Good Book Company. It's called Betsy Stockton, The Girl with a Missionary Dream, by Laura Caputo Wickham, illustrated by Eunji Young. When Betsy was young, she dreamt of being a missionary. She wanted to travel the world, meet new people, and tell them about Jesus. But very sadly, Betsy was born enslaved. She wasn't allowed to decide where to go and what to do. Then one day, Betsy received good news. She was finally free. She was able to decide what to do, and what she wanted to do was to be a missionary.
Oh, wow. So she finds out she's free from being a slave and immediately wants to go and tell other people about Jesus? You've got my attention, Betsy Stockton.
When Betsy decided to join a mission trip to Hawaii, people were shocked. It was unusual for single women and people who had been enslaved to go on missions back then. How extraordinary, people said. But that's exactly what Betsy was. An extraordinary girl who believed in an extraordinary God. Wait for me, said Betsy, and just like that, her journey began. Now, Stacy, here's something funny. It's fitting that we're actually eating sandwiches today because when Betsy went to Hawaii, it wasn't actually called Hawaii yet. It was called the Sandwich Islands.
That is pretty funny.
It took 5 months for Betsy to cross the Pacific Ocean. She saw waves as tall as mountains, and that made her a little seasick. She saw playful dolphins, giant turtles, and menacing sharks. She had good days and bad days. Sitting down to eat sometimes, Betsy would say, "Ugh, fish again?" Now, Stacy, you should know that Betsy was on this boat for 5 entire months.
Whoa, so she pretty much only ate fish for that entire time? I mean, I love sushi, but every day for 5 months? No, thank you.
Yeah, that's how I'd feel too. Okay, let's keep reading. There were moments when all looked lost, and moments when she was reminded of God's power. At times, Betsy felt lonely, but she remembered a verse from the Bible that says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him." And she knew that she could always talk to God. Just like the other missionaries, Betsy was very busy on the ship. They cleaned, mended, and cooked. One night, Betsy even helped deliver a baby. She said, "Meet baby Charles."
Aw, how amazing. She got to help deliver a baby on a ship? She really was courageous.
Oh, she sure was, Stacy. Just listen. Whenever she had a free moment, Betsy would pray and read the Bible. She just loved spending time with God. But it wasn't easy to find quiet time on a crowded ship, so she had to be creative. Then one day, land! A group of men from the islands paddled up on their canoes. "Will the Hawaiian people like us?" Betsy worried. Everyone looked very serious. Suddenly, Betsy had an idea. "Look," she said, picking up Charles, "baby!" "Aw," they all said, and big smiles appeared on everybody's faces.
Now that was a genius idea. I mean, everyone loves a cute little baby.
Of course they do. Let's keep reading. From the moment she left the ship, it was all go, go, go for Betsy. She was finally a missionary, and all the missionaries worked together as friends. She studied the local language and learned words like aloha. She opened the very first school for the poorer children on the island, and there she taught them how to read and how to count and about history and other languages. And of course, she talked to people about Jesus and how they could trust him as their king. Every week, Betsy went to church, a church that looked very different from her church back home. One day, the Queen and King of Hawaii asked to meet her. What an incredible honor that was. They liked Betsy so much, she became their son's teacher.
Well, would you look at God? A girl who was a slave ended up being friends with a king and a queen. You never know what God is going to do with your life, do you?
So true, Stacy. But as busy as she was, Betsy still made sure to spend time alone with God. As she sat on the warm sand, listening to the sound of the crashing waves, Betsy would often think about her adventure and how it had all started with a young girl with a big dream and an even bigger God. How extraordinary. Extraordinary indeed. And that's the end. What do you think, Stace?
I think Betsy had a lot of guts to get on that boat and go to a strange land like that. I want to be that courageous.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Stacy, I brought the next book for you.
Great. Who's this one about? Mariah Fearing. I haven't heard of her before. I can't wait to learn about her life and the great things she did for God.
You are gonna love her. Now, I brought some extra bread to feed the ducks.
Cool, let's do it. Here, ducky, ducky, ducky. Oh.
I wonder, when Betsy was a slave, did she ever dream she would one day meet royalty? When we're going through difficult times, it can be hard to have hope that things could ever change or get better. But as we're learning in this series, God has a way of using the good and the difficult things for His glory and our good. Hey, if you and your mom are looking for a fun way to connect with each other while you both connect to God, you should check out the True Girl subscription program at mytruegirl.com. The boxes come every other month, and they're full of amazing resources to help God's truth grow in your heart and mind. And while you and your mom are at the computer, go ahead and check out thegoodbook.com for more stories like Betsy Stockton's. We think you'll love their Christian biographies for girls in the Do Great Things for God series. Next time on the True Girl podcast, you'll meet Mariah Fearing. But don't let her last name fool you. She was definitely not characterized by fear. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.